You're now listening to The Real House Husbands. Husbands in the house. Man, fuck you, man.
Fuck you.
Man, fuck you, bitch.
Man, fuck you, motherfucker. Dark man.
You on a white ass nigga?
Bitch, I always hate you.
Hey, today on Real House Husbands, I'm here with my man Justin, who I invited over, and we just want to spread the word about the house husband life. You know, it's a lifestyle that a lot of people think is easy, but it's really not. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, what's going on, Rod, man? You know, it's hard out here being a house husband, man. People just really don't understand the plight of having a working woman while you stay at home.
Right. A lot of people, they think it's easy to say, hey, you're staying at home. You got it made. You're living the life. What do you really do all day? It's like, bitch, I do a lot of stuff every day. And all I have to do is worry about my woman happiness. You know how hard it is to keep a woman happy? Come on.
Man, the people that's out here saying it's easy to keep a woman happy, really don't have a woman. They not married. You know what I mean? They don't have the responsibilities of keeping this house clean every single day. Do you know how hard it is to keep dust from coming back?
Right. To be a real house husband, it takes more than just cleaning up. It takes more than just dealing with your woman. It takes having a woman. It's a lot of people that sit at home all day and they work from home and they do stuff, but do they have a wife? No.
Nope.
So you look at like a Leonard Brothers. Is he a real house husband? I don't think so.
Nope. But he got all the time in the world to look up sports articles.
Right. But shout out to Michael Felder, one of the real house husbands out here, even though he's only just dating his woman right now, but he understands the house husband lifestyle. And we appreciate people like that.
Do you know she checks my tweets?
She checks your tweets?
Man, if I go over 30 tweets a day, I get in trouble.
I have sometimes Karen come in the house and I will catch her looking at my tweet deck. And I'm like, why are you looking at my tweet deck? These are my tweets, okay? I don't play that shit when I'm at home because you have to put your woman in check.
Right. One of the benefits I do have is that because I won't give her my password, what she'll do is just go read my timeline.
Right.
And she counts the tweets.
That's why you have to delete the direct messages on your tweet deck column. That's a tip for the house husbands, for all the other house husbands out there. You know, if women are sending you titty pics and shit like that, you got your friends that are telling you who's getting naked out here, you might want to go ahead and delete that column. That's one of the real quick house husband tips. Now, what we really came to talk about today, though, is there's a lot of car issues when you're dealing with a woman.
Right.
Women don't know anything about cars except how to wreck them.
Know what I'm saying? You
know? How to get them dirty and how to make it more expensive for you and get a ticket.
So. Right. So, and you know, all I want to be able to do is have a safe vehicle to ride back and forth to the gym in, to run errands, you know, to go to the grocery store, things like that. But all I hear is complaints about why does it cost so much to get brakes done?
Right.
Why is an oil change now $40?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm the one that makes the prices at the car dealership.
And they never know anything about a car, but they're sitting up here talking to the people at the mechanic shop like they know something. They just getting straight schooled. They're sitting up there like, oh, so you saying it needs a new flux capacitor? Well, go ahead and do it. I'm like, no, you have him call me. I'm the one who knows about cars. You just go to work.
Right. And then not only that, but why give me the credit card to use that only has a $200 limit when you know it's going to cost more than that?
Right, exactly. I remember I was talking to Karen one time, and she was like, I don't want to get the repairs on this car. And I said, bitch, you going to do it.
All right, so now, during this part of the conversation, I'm really thinking, Rod doesn't even know anything about cars at all. So, really, Karen should be the one to get that phone call. Because Rod will just be like, yeah, go ahead and fix the flux capacitor. You mean you can make my car into a time traveling vehicle? Like, this is the type of shit that Rod be on. He don't know shit about cars, yet he up here complaining because his woman get the phone calls.
So I'll be like, yeah, ho, you not supposed to do that shit. I tell you what to do around here because I run things, you know, flux capacitor in my car. Nigga, please.
Oh, you know, I wish I could talk to turquoise like that, but man, this one time she hit me, I was like, never again. I'm just going to keep my mouth quiet.
Now, right here, this is when I was thinking, oh, Justin must be out his goddamn mind. I'll be damned if I ever let a woman put hands on me. You touch my pretty face, then I'm going to have to call the hospital because this going to be a check-in for two. one for you and two for me to sign the forms for your morgue.
So yeah, after she hit me, man, I was just like, never again. I'm just gonna be quiet, cause she got a strong right hand, and I don't know where it came from, cause she don't. She refuses to go to the gym and work out.
I understand
now, am I
that.
Am I saying she needs to work out? No, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, I go to the gym. Maybe she should come along with me.
Hey, I agree with you on that 100%. You know, another thing that women do is they don't clean cars. You know, like I get the car, it's like a pigsty. Are homeless people in my car? Dirty Mike and the boys having a soup kitchen when I'm not around? Why are there fast food bags in the bottom of my car?
And I tried to ask Turk. I was like, look, can you just, you know, while you're driving, try not to eat in the car? You know, because it's hard getting those crumbs on the side where the seatbelt is at. You can't, there is no vacuum that reaches down and gets that part. There's right. No way to clean it.
There's french fries in there. I'm like, you left a Happy Meal just in the seat. You know, the seat cushions got cookies in them and shit.
And we got cloth seats. You can't get red Kool-Aid stains out of cloth seats.
Exactly, man. That's one of my main issues when it comes to car maintenance. So what I like to do now is while I'm out with Karen in the car, we'll drive over to one of those like automated car wash places. Mm. You know, they have them popping up now with like $5 car wash. You drive right through. When you get out, there's a vacuum cleaner station. I get out the car and I say, you gonna vacuum this shit up, and I go get me a drink.
See, Turk expects me to have those things done during the day, mm-hmm. While she's at work.
Yeah, that's how I trick her. That's how I trick her.
We'll alternate cars, and she'll be like, all right, now you drive.
Right.
I'm gonna let you drive a nice car today and wax it, have it clean. You know, I want the inside. She want the new car smell, and I'm like, but that stinks. The new car smell stinks.
Well, I make it seem like it's her idea. Like, I started going, you smell that? Does it smell like french fries in here to you? You know? Oh, man, it's a lot of pollen today. Maybe we should stop by this car wash. And then meanwhile, she doesn't ask, why the fuck are we driving by the car wash in the middle of a Saturday afternoon? We're supposed to be going to the movies, you know? But she's a woman. She's stupid. Oh, stupid women. But yeah, car maintenance, man, that's a problem. Another thing, you know, I once knew a woman. And I felt bad for her house husband. She told me she never got the oil change in her car.
What?
She drove her car until it started smoking. She took it to the shop and they told her, your car has never had the oil changed.
Man, that car should have blew up while she was driving it.
Brand new car. She had to get a new car because of this shit. And I said, this is why you need a better house husband in your life, because part of being a house husband is knowing when the check engine light is on, okay?
Man, that's the thing about being a house husband, too, is not only do you have to manage the cars, but you have to do every fucking thing in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And people just don't respect it.
Yep. Even when it comes to a car, I'm getting out. When she needs gas, who she call? Me.
Yep.
We had the money in the account to get the gas. I'll put the money in the account so you can get some gas. No problem, baby, you know. Because in my house, I manage the finances. I'm the big dog, you know, when it comes to that. Karen knows she got to come to me.
You know, with Turk and her career, she feels like she runs things. And so, you know, I just love her. I don't mind. I just love her. And that's why I'm so angry on the basketball court a lot of times.
Okay, because you don't have control in your real life.
Right. So I take it out on those guys at the basketball court.
Now, see, right here is when I knew Justin was a straight up bitch. He's going to sit up here and let his woman run him around. Not me. If you try to play that shit with me, you ain't gonna do nothing but get cussed out, and I'm gonna send you to your mama house, cause I'm a bad motherfucker just like that.
Yeah, man. So, you know, that's why I get into all those arguments. Think about every argument I've gotten into. It's always been over little simple things. And it's probably cause I got fussed at before I came to the gym over something small and simple.
It makes sense, man. You know, I wish Karen would try to fuss at me, you know, especially in front of people with people around and shit like that.
Rod be talking all the shit about what he will and won't do with Karen, but I've seen Karen grab him before, and he just didn't say anything, and I just didn't say anything. I was like, oh, okay, you know, I understood it because I experienced that myself. But he be talking all the shit like I don't know. I seen the way Karen look at him when he getting out of hand. I just go ahead and leave normally then, because I don't want to be no parts of this.
Yeah, so I wish a motherfucker would try to put their hands on me, you know, embarrass me in front of people and shit.
I feel you, man. You put that pimp hand down strong.
Exactly.
Bro.
This ain't just an act for the motherfucking studio. This that real life house husband shit. You know how
house
we do.
Husbands for life, dog.
Exactly, man. Anyway, but yeah, you know, the other thing about hold on, was that the door?
Man, I hope that is that Karen.
You know, hey, so. We're gonna have to get out of here, wrap this up real quick, but hey, Real House Husbands in the house, we'll be coming back with part two next. Huh? No, we just talking. I'll clean. Yes, I'll get the car clean. Yes, okay, no problem, baby. But yeah, we're gonna get back and you know, because we gonna keep it real next week on House Husband, talking about these bitches. So until next week, we'll see you guys on Real House Husbands episode 2.
Peace
out.